Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
That was great fun, wasn't it, with our athletes who are all gone smiling now into the post-sporting world. Whether you're a fan of the classic simple pancake or love to experiment with a modern twist, Pancake Tuesday has something for everyone, or at least it should. And this morning we're joined by Siobhan Berry, who's here from Mummy Cooks. You're very welcome, Siobhan. And Chef Holly Dalton is with us on the line. Hello, Holly.
Hiya, how's it going, Claire?
Great, lovely to talk to you again. And we've asked you both to join us to share your top tips for crafting the perfect pancake today and to get the little ones involved in all the fun as well, which is all part of it. Holly, I was looking at your recipe for pancakes last night and it has vinegar in it.
Yes.
Do you want to, just get that out of the way first?
That's not a typo, okay? This is real. This is not a joke. And I, even myself, basically that kind of happened as an accident. So traditionally, a lot of the times, pancakes would have been made with buttermilk, and people use buttermilk because it has an acid in it. And generally, acid is needed to activate either baking soda or baking powder, which is needed to make pancakes rise, which is, you know, all stating the obvious. And one time I was making pancakes and I didn't have any lemon juice and I didn't have any buttermilk. And I was like, you know what? Hey, let's break out the science brain here. OK, I'll just put in a bit of vinegar. It's essentially the same thing. And the pancakes rose better than they ever had before. And I'm talking about, like, this is a splash of vinegar. There's no like hint of vinegar flavor in the pancakes. Now, the batter does smell a little bit vinegary.
Oh, no.
No. Listen, it's all OK. OK, place your trust in me. And I'm not bragging. OK, but I put this recipe online, I think during COVID, actually, for the first time. I post it regularly. It is a fail-safe pancake recipe. It's also like very easily adaptable. I know if people have kids, often you want to make the pancake recipe a little bit healthier, add in a banana, use wholemeal flour, all that kind of stuff. And this recipe is a great jumping off point to do those things.
So we're talking about the American style fluffy, thick pancake here. This is what we're using the vinegar for, isn't it? For rising it, for making it rise.
Yeah, that's what my vibe is. Now, I really don't like when pancakes, you know, the way you can get a thick pancake and it's a bit stodgy and it's just kind of like thick for the sake of being thick, you know, it needs to be fluffy. And that's where the vinegar really comes into play. Like when you put the batter on the pan and the pan is nice and hot, obviously not too hot, you don't want it to burn, you're going to see it spring up like straight away. And when you flip it, you'll see that spring. And I think the vinegar is to thank for that. I don't think I've ever seen another pancake recipe that uses vinegar. And
I haven't, but I'm going to give it a try.
Give it a go.
Today. Siobhan, your house sounds like my house in that pancakes are a weekly event. We have to do them every single weekend. Are you the same?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's, I think I started it because I actually wanted the kids in the kitchen helping me and they love pancakes. I go with a really simple recipe and it's one cup of flour, one cup of milk and one egg. And okay, we don't have great fluffy pancakes, but actually they're quite nice, lovely texture.
So the traditional pancake
Yeah. And the kids do it. And my kids now are a little older and they make their own pancakes now. And if they're friends over, they'll make pancakes for them as well. So if you keep it simple, I think that you're more likely to sort of get them into the kitchen, cooking and, you know, trying new foods.
So there's no pancake mix in your house, near the ones that you can buy now in the supermarket.
Yeah, like I don't really understand that pancake mix because you still have to put in the egg and you still have to mix it. So all you're avoiding there is mixing the flour and the milk. And there's other stuff in there. I've heard there's palm oil in it.
Yeah, but you know what? Some people are a little bit scared, you know, of making pancake batter because it can go wrong. It could just be one of those things can go wrong, and then the first pancake is always awful, isn't it?
I think what can go wrong is that you don't have a non-stick frying pan and that it's not hot enough. I think that's where you can go wrong with the pancakes. So yeah, making sure that there's no lumps in it and then making sure you have a really hot pan, you're putting a bit of butter on it, and then what I do actually is with spoons of pancake mix rather than
pouring
a big pancake, because then it's harder to flip maybe.
How good are you at flipping?
Well, again,
you don't
I just do one spoon and it's about four pancakes then
Small
ones. They're much easier to flip. And also, again, going back to getting children to do it, it's much easier for them to be on a higher stool and doing that.
So toppings then, Holly, where do you stand on toppings?
I mean, toppings, you can go nuts with the toppings, and I so often do. If you ask me what my personal preference is, you know, a very American style pancake would be maple syrup and bacon. I'm more a maple syrup and sausage kind of gal. I know maybe some people might turn their nose up at that, but it is absolutely delicious. I would highly recommend it. But I'll be cooking them this year with my toddler. So I kind of go on the healthier side then. I would use like yogurt and fresh fruit or even just like a little bit of jam. And it's great now because you can get a lot of Irish jams that are very, very low in sugar, mm-hmm. which is handy. But even like a little bit of butter and sugar. I know butter and sugar. Listen, OK, it's obviously not healthy. OK, I'm not saying it is. It's one day.
Yeah.
Who cares? Mm-hmm. Not as big a fan of the Nutella pancake situation. I don't know. I think that's a little bit overrated. But for me, maple syrup, butter, Irish sausages. Oh my gosh, that's what I'm going to have this evening. 100%.
Sausages, just like the vinegar. I'm a bit thrown by the sausage.
Give it a go.
Look,
give it a go. Trust
Holly,
me.
With everything that you tell us about on this program, we tend to give it a go, and it generally works. What about you, Siobhan? Favorite toppings in your house?
Yeah, I think again, this is an opportunity for kids to eat different foods, and by putting like loads of different toppings on the table and getting them to choose, they're more likely to maybe take the yogurt that they didn't take before, different fruit. I often make like a berry compote, so when we don't have fresh berries, I'll use frozen berries with a little bit of orange juice, and then the girls love pouring that kind of juice sauce on top of the pancakes with the mashed berries then, mm-hmm. as well.
So would you put a bit of honey or maple syrup over
that
then?
Yeah, maple syrup probably.
Because it wouldn't be sweet with the orange juice on it.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be sweet enough for my
No, definitely maple syrup. And then with the chocolate spread, I tend to kind of not bring that out until the end.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll actually want that mm-hmm. the whole way through.
Yeah, you have to kind of withhold that because they can. It's not just a little bit, is it, that they use? If they get at it themselves, It's half the jar. You mentioned, Holly, earlier on putting things like banana into the mix. So how does that work? And you mentioned science there as well. Like, does it change how it cooks then if you do that?
Yeah, so banana is kind of one of these miracle vegetables. Vegetables? Fruits? Maybe it is vegetable. No, it's pretty sure it's fruit. It's one of these miracle kind of ingredients, especially when you're trying to get fruit into your like kids' stuff. But bananas kind of work as if they are eggs. And also, if you're going to use a vegan pancake recipe, bananas are often used instead of eggs. So you can kind of roughly substitute one egg for one banana. So I regularly make pancakes with banana instead of egg. And often, you know the way sometimes you wake up and it's a Saturday morning and you haven't done a shop yet and things are all over the gaff, and then suddenly you're like, oh, actually we don't have any eggs to make pancakes. That's where the banana comes in clutch, especially if it's these kind of like overripe bananas, might be hanging around the bottom of your fridge. It's really, really good for that. Another one I use a lot of is sweet potato. I kind of like roast some sweet potatoes, often in the air fryer. They take maybe kind of 20 minutes. You're going to scoop out the innards of those, use that in a pancake, because I know for me, I've kind of have a picky toddler, and getting as much veg fruit as possible into things is very important, and pancakes are just like a great vehicle for that. You can make like a sweet potato pancake or a banana pancake. It looks incredible. It's very appealing. It's very kind of kid friendly and borderline healthy-ish.
So, well, it is. I mean, if you're you're going to replace the egg with the cooked sweet potato as well.
Yeah, that also works. It kind of has sweet potato and banana. They're kind of interchangeable. They both have kind of similar structural properties. Now, as well, what you can do, it does affect the texture a little bit. It sticks together really, really nicely. It maybe might be slightly less fluffy, not overly so. But even if you wanted to do like one banana and one egg, or, you know, some sweet potato, some banana and an egg, that would all work like really, really nicely.
It's a good idea to get the fruit and veg in, isn't it, Siobhan? And you, I know, are a fan of using pancakes as a weaning food as well.
Absolutely. They hold really nice in a child's hand. And I always make those vegetable pancakes actually as well. So
what
do
you put in there?
Yeah, so I do one which is parsnip and potato. So you're grating the parsnip and potato, and then you've got your flour and your egg.
So you're cooked parsnip and potato?
No, it's actually raw.
And
then because it's nicely shredded, it cooks on the pan. So it's a really nice one for a child's hand. They're bringing it to their own mouth and they're eating it. You don't know that you're eating a parsnip and potato. It's more savoury, obviously. And then, do the sweet potato or the butternut squash, and pumpkin actually is a lovely one as well.
Right, and you're putting those in cooked, as Holly described,
that's definitely pureed, and that goes in, and it's a bit of cinnamon and nutmeg in it as well. Mm-hmm. So it's really just, I think savoury can be lovely as well. So even on a plain pancake, you can add some cheese and ham. can be done for lunch.
Yeah, I mean, that messes with their heads a little bit though, doesn't it? Yeah. You know, when they're used to the sweet toppings or the sort of the fruit, if you suggest then that you have a savoury pancake, if they're not used to it, it can take a while.
Yeah, but also if they're used to the texture of the pancake, they're then going to be more accepting then of it maybe as a savoury.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't discount it. I would, you know, maybe say, look, let's have pancakes, but let's have maybe one with your ham and your cheese, and then we go to the sweet after.
Someone said to me last night in my house, can you make the batter before you go to bed so that we can have that in the morning? And you can do that, yes, can't you, Siobhan? It's safe to do that before.
Absolutely, yeah.
How long will it keep in the fridge?
So it'll keep in the fridge for 3 days. So anything you prepare like that will keep in the fridge. However, it could go a little bit dark in colour, but that's fine. When you cook them on the pan, then they'll look fine.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, Holly, that it's acceptable to make the batter in advance?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of depends. If you're going to go with the simple kind of inverted commas Irish pancake, which is somewhere between, I don't really know what it is. It has its own cultural identity. It's somewhere between a crepe and somewhere between an American pancake, which is obviously what I grew up with as well, and I love them dearly. That's fine, but if you're going to use anything with baking powder or baking soda, you can't do it in advance, because essentially once you've added liquid to those recipes, that's when the chemical reaction starts. So that you kind of need to be making them within kind of half an hour. If you leave them overnight, you're not going to get any rise out of them. Now, it's still fine to make them, but if you're kind of making it the night before, because listen, the morning is chaos. Everybody knows that from like 6 a.m. it's just absolute chaos. So you want to get things done the night before, if at all possible. But if you're going to lean into the fluffy side of things, you need to kind of do it on the morning.
Now, can you add the raising agent in the morning?
Yeah, I mean, you can, but it's kind of better if you sift all of your dry stuff together first. If you add in the raising agent, it kind of clump together and kind of get lost within the batter. Maybe not the easiest thing to do. I'm not trying to make your life harder, okay? I'm trying to make people's lives easier. But in saying that, pancake batter, it's very quick to come
together. It is, really.
It's very, very quick. I'm talking about 2 minutes, realistically.
Mm-hmm. Or you just reheat the pancakes. You can actually
make the pancakes.
You can freeze them as well. I also, don't forget about waffles. Waffles are really handy. And then you can actually freeze them, then pop them into the toaster or defrost them and in the microwave as well. So it's...
That is a good idea. Yeah. Little snack back up there.
Exactly. So you can make a batch of them and freeze them, and then you have them really quick.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward
snacks.
To them today. That's dinner sorted. Thank you so much, Holly and Siobhan, for coming in and being with us. You can find Siobhan Berry on social media, Mummy Cooks, and Holly Dalton, of course, who is a friend of the show and who we hear from regularly. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.